Chad. I'm Bill Wise. One of Missouri's top stories this year is the St. Louis Blues bringing home the 34-pound Stanley Cup. Elisa Nelson has this report.
10 seconds to go. The longest wait for a first title any team in this league has had. The St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
In June, St. Louis capped off the season going from worst to first. The Blues knocked off the Boston Bruins to become Stanley Cup champions. The 4-1 victory sealed the team's first National Hockey League championship in the franchise's 52-year history. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A lawmaker from Kansas City wants to remove all restrictions from using absentee ballots to vote in Missouri.
Democrat Lauren Arthur has pre-filed the proposal in the Missouri Senate. It would allow someone to vote absentee for any reason or no reason at all. Under current law, Missouri residents can only vote absentee if they won't be present in their home precinct on Election Day or otherwise can't make it to the polls. Similar bills have been filed in the Missouri legislature over the past several years, but none ever became law. Marshall Griffin, Missouri Net.
The Capitol Avenue Historic District in Jefferson City is on an annual list of historic places at risk of disappearing. Bill Hart with the Missouri Alliance of Historic Preservation says its Places of Peril list shines a light on historic buildings lacking maintenance and in danger of being torn down. Hart says a local organization has been working to redevelop the district after an absentee owner neglected the roughly 100 buildings.
Then, unfortunately, the neighborhood was hit with a double whammy when there was a tornado on May 22, 2019.
The district is also on the National Register of Historic Places, which could help bring the funds to repair it. And a violent start to the new year in St. Louis. Police say they responded to 4 separate shooting scenes in the first 3 hours of New Year's Day. 8 people were shot, 4 of them fatally. State and local governments must, for the first time, issue written consent allowing refugees to resettle in their jurisdictions. Governor Mike Parson told the White House he will continue to welcome international refugees in Missouri.
In his letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the governor says that he is choosing to continue the resettlement of lawfully admitted refugees and that Missouri has a long and rich history of immigration dating back to America's earliest explorers. He says the population includes thousands of former refugees who have become vital members of our communities. He says the state since 2002 has settled nearly 18,000 refugees from 45 countries and that he is confident that this compassion will mark the first step in their becoming patriotic and productive fellow Americans. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
A body found in a suburban Kansas City lake on Christmas Eve has been identified as a man who had been reported missing. 40-year-old Thomas Robinson was found in Lake Riss. There were no apparent signs of foul play. This is news on Missouri Net.